Welcome, everyone, to The Peaceful Planet. This is your show host, Marcia McMahon, coming to you today from the BBS studios. And we are live with a very special guest, Vicki High. She is the author of Heart-to-Heart Connections, Miracles All Around Us, and an absolutely wonderful light worker and healer. And we are just so very honored to have her on the show. You were just listening to music that is being produced by Bob Murray, and our theme song, of course, is The Peaceful Planet, and that is being channeled in from spirit from the great John Lennon and George Harrison, and we feature their music on our show each week. And so we want to encourage you to visit Bob's website to hear more of his wonderful music at www.thestarsstillshine.com. We hope you're having a great Saturday today, and we are opening up phone lines throughout the interview because Vicki is a very gifted healer, and she'd like to help you. And I'm also a channel, and we'll be glad to channel in an angel message if you should have a need for that as well. And toll-free, you can contact us at 877-876-5227. In Canada, toll-free at 888-810-8322. And before I welcome Vicki, I'd like to just give you a little introduction and read her biography. Vicki L. High, author of Heart-to-Heart Connections, Miracles All Around Us, shares the details of her life as a domestic violence survivor, healing practitioner, witness to the many miracles that occur around us every day. She served as mayor of Crandall, Texas, Crandall Economic Development President, chairman of the Kaufman County Leadership Council, and publicity director for the Greater Crandall Chamber of Commerce. Other accomplishments include founding and operating a business that spanned international computer training, professional development, documentation development, and alternative healing and business promotions. She appeared as a guest on the Oprah Winfrey Show with Zari Zukav. Vicki's passion is helping people heal and become the kind of people that achieve their dreams. In sharing experiences that changed her life, she has created a process that makes it easy for anyone who wants to live differently. She is in the final stages of completing her new book, The Book of Life, The Book of Journeys, which is the book she wished she had written when she started her spiritual journey. She takes what is seemingly unrelated and found the connections that make so much sense. Why we wonder why we didn't know that. Above all, she says, love is the best response to any situation and tries to live that in every moment. She conducts seminars to teach people about acknowledging and accessing the personal power that we have as human beings, the healing power available to each of us, and how to live from the heart in our daily lives. Vicki High, an accomplished speaker at nationwide conferences, is available for speaking engagements and healing sessions. For more information, you may email Vicki at vhigh4444@aol.com or contact her personally at 972-841-3099. Well, welcome, Vicki. How are you today?
Thank you, Marcia. It is great to be here, and I'm excited about sharing some of the experiences that have taught me so much about the spiritual realm that we are living in and the wonderful time that we're in right now. It's exciting to be here.
Oh, absolutely. And I just love your work and your book, and I want to share with our audience that Vicki and I met a couple of years ago at an angel conference in Florida, and she did some healing on me, and it was just phenomenal, and she's just truly gifted. And she has a wonderful book that I suggest you buy also. It's called Heart-to-Heart Connections, Miracles All Around Us. I want to ask you about your book a little bit. Is the book still in print? Is it still available on a website, or where can people pick this book up, Vicki?
It's been my understanding that it's still available through places like Amazon.com, and Barnes & Noble will special order the book. If you have any problem getting the book, people can contact me at my website, and I will be happy to send them one if they have any trouble actually getting it.
Okay, very good. Or they could email you if they wanted to purchase it.
Certainly.
So, yeah, it's a wonderful book. There's a lot contained in this book, and it reads like it's an exciting adventure of personal growth and spiritual understanding.
for me, it was, I think that all of our spiritual journeys begin with leaving something behind and creating a new existence for ourselves. For me, it was a really painful divorce back in the mid-90s. And yet, when I look back over that, one of the things that happened through that was that one door shut and another door opened that took me into a world where I had no idea that the many miracles even existed or had potential to exist. So that was my spiritual turning point, and it often happens for a lot of people in their 40s. That was my 40th year when that happened, and so my life completely changed, and I thought it was the end, but actually it was an amazing beginning. This particular book is the story that I was told to write. I've been told to write both of my books, and it has been one of those opportunities to really take a long look at who I was and why I found myself in the positions that I did. And through this journey, I was able to really face all of the parts of me that I had really neglected, the little Vickies and the adolescent Vickies and the teenage Vickies and then the adult Vickies, and really hear what wisdom they had to offer me and healing so that I could become whole and balanced and live in a different
way. And you definitely emanate that wholeness and balance. And I really want to commend you on your constant positive outlook. That's one characteristic that I think all healers should really have, is adding to people's energy by encouraging them, and you definitely do that in your healing work. Now, the book is so interesting because it sounds as if you started to work with this reconnective healing, and you mentioned your work with Greg Baden for a while, and I think that's where the book starts to really take off, where you've kind of got your healing, and then you begin this working on various patients, and they begin to speak, and it's almost like they're channeling on the Reiki table or on the reconnective table. Could you explain some of this, or is it beyond explaining?
Sure. Well, no, it's actually interesting, I think. I trained as a Reiki master, and I went from a Southern Baptist to a Reiki master, and it was a really hard leap for me because I had so much of my background in Southern Baptist roots that it was really difficult for me to move from those conventional beliefs into an area where I could just be open, that there was more for me to understand. But as I continued to open up, I found all kinds of opportunities, and the first one was Reiki. So I went through the program of Reiki to be able to teach it to other people. Through that connection, I was introduced to Dr. Eric Pearl, who is the founder of Reconnective Healing. And the very first day I met him, I realized I was going to go to work for him. And so I worked with him for a number of months, traveled a couple of years with him, and the level of my work, at some level, I always knew that it was heart-centered. A lot of people feel like they need to know the scientific background on things. For me, that was never the case. And so as I continued to open my heart, amazing things started happening. And at first, it was a little outside of my comfort zone, I'll say. And so then I thought, I'm in a safe place. I have other people around me. Maybe I just need to experience this. So the first time somebody started talking on my table, I really wasn't sure what was happening. And so at first I thought it was the person on the table talking. But then I realized that it wasn't the person on the table. It was actually what I came to know was the Ascended Masters, occasionally guides and angels, but mostly Ascended Masters. And the information that they shared with me through these voices and vocal cords of the people on the table changed my life completely.
Almost like these messages were tailor-made for you, Vicki.
Well, the cool part is they were tailor-made for me, but they were applicable to everyone. And often the person on the table would say, oh, no, that's not for me. And they'd come back the next day and call me or visit with me and say, I didn't think that was my message, but you know what? It really is. And so years later, I had this experience where one of the Ascended Masters was coming through, and he actually said, Vicki, what you must wonder why this person and why not that person. Why does this person have the ability to speak and not this other one? And they said, if before you were born, you were created with a signet programming, and it's called Siloquia, and it allows you the ability to speak or to have people.
Could you repeat that? I lost the connection in it there.
What they said was, they said you must wonder, you know, who and why certain people speak on your table, because I couldn't predict when it would happen. So they said, when you were born, you were created with a signet programming, is what they called it, a siloquia, the gift of siloquia. And it's kind of like the root word is siloquy, but it's actually siloquia is how they presented it to me. And they said it gives you the ability to speak and hear the messages from other dimensions through these ascended masters. And I thought, how incredible.
So it sounds similar to channeling for what I do with the ascended masters, but siloquia, is this your ability to translate this from the other dimensions yourself, or is it coming through these other people, I guess is my question.
It's that both people who are involved in the healing have the gift of siloquia. So that when I would, for instance, I would have hundreds of clients that would come to me, and out of these hundreds, maybe 40 to 50 people would speak on the table. So in these 40 to 50 people, they were at the level to understand and have this gift of siloquia. You know, we talk about our spiritual gifts. This is one of those. And one of the chapters in the new book has to do with spiritual gifts, because often we have them, but we don't understand them. And if we have them and other people that are our parents or our family around us don't understand them, then they often get labeled into these other things. And yet you talk to people all the time that say, well, I've known things from the time I was a small child. I was able to connect with or see other people's auras since I was a child. And often we don't know what our gifts are because that's not something that's openly discussed or encouraged.
I think it's interesting that you had this experience with simultaneous colloquia, as you call it, but it's up until last night when I was doing my Ascension study group, I hadn't experienced other people channeling things. But we had Jesus in our group last night, and he came through with the message. And one of the people in the group said, I think he has a message for you, Marcia. And I said, okay. So I just paused for a moment. I got the message. And then the other person was able to complete the message, which is the first time that I've experienced sort of simultaneous messages through the masters, through others. But this leads me to something I want to announce on my show, which I've been meaning to do for some time now. And this is that I want to do a special monthly, once-a-month show on messages from the Ascended Masters through myself and through others who are so gifted. And Vicki is one of the people that is contemplating collaborating with me and having a standalone show just called Messages from the Masters once a month on the Peaceful Planet. And I think it would be awesome to bring them through spontaneously. And there's another friend I'm going to put on the show next week who's planning to work with us as well, so that we can kind of give answers from the masters simultaneously to our callers. So I think that's very interesting. So I just wanted to mention that. But I know you do work with the Ascended Masters, and I wonder, you know, what some of the messages have been, and they are all so different and surprising.
Well, I have my favorites, of course, and I wanted to tell a little story about, I know that a lot of people face the discomfort of moving from their traditional conventional wisdom into new ideas of belief. And for me, it was a very, very concerted effort for the masters and the guides to move me out of my comfort box. And so when I was at the first seminar with Dr. Pearl, I had a friend with me, and she said, Vicki, I don't think I'm getting this. Will you, you know, help me? And I said, oh, here, you work on me. And I laid down on the table, on the massage table, and she began to work on me. But before she ever even approached the table, someone grabbed my left hand. And I'm thinking, as a domestic violence survivor, you know, I, at that time of my life, I was a little funny about who came into that much close proximity with me. And I thought, who touched me? And I can't describe, I had my eyes closed, but I could see. And I don't know if other people had that ability to understand that, but I could see with my mind's eye, I guess. And what I saw was Jesus standing to my left. I looked up his body from the legs to the hair, and when I got to his eyes, I knew who he was. And I thought, here I am in this alternative healing workshop, and he decides to appear to me, touch me, and then he talked to me. And he said, trust in me, Vicki. You are loved, you are cared for, you are in my care. And I thought,
wow.
Oh, my God, that was a great benediction for me to go forward and investigate this new way of worshiping and living. So that being the case, that was an amazing defining moment for me to be able to not give away all of my conventional wisdom, but allow for the opportunity for it to grow into something new and different for me.
And the fact that, you know, you were coming from this traditional Christian background and it was Jesus that appeared, that's similar for me, because although I'm not a traditional Christian, I never really was, I had a lot of that drilled into me, you know, and having the privilege also of hearing from Jesus and working with him. It's very reassuring that he's saying he's giving you the go-ahead. So it allowed you to let go of some of your other preconceived notions and move fully into work with the Ascended Masters, did it not?
Yes, it did. And in doing so, in this new book, there's a chapter on Jesus the Healer and Jesus the Man, which, curiously enough, you know, in the traditional beliefs, there's not much mentioned about his childhood or his young adult adolescence until he started his ministry. And there's a really important reason for that, because he studied the Celtic traditions, the Druids. He studied with the Hindu and Tibetan masters. He studied in all of the religions of the world. He was
a master
of all of them. And so
I know.
I found
that out through another interview. This corroborates what I found out.
Mm-hmm. And that's the other exciting thing for me, is that the more I looked into this, the more I saw that he's not just a master of the Christian traditions, he's a master of all of them. And he works people of all religions and all races. I know
he's a master teacher.
Yes, he is. And very, very present in a lot of the sessions, people will tell me, well, I saw this man, and I'll go get his picture and show it to him and say, yep, that's it. And this one day, this lady was practicing Buddhist, and she said, do not tell me that's Jesus. So I said, okay. And I put the picture away, but she said, that is the man. And so I think that's another way of our belief systems, if we were able to expand them beyond what we've, you know, traditionally known, then we're going to be able to be open to the fact that he helps all of us achieve inner peace and self-mastery to the degree that we can put that out into the world instead of the fear that we live in and it keeps us restricted in what we do every day.
Oh, right. And so, you know, I think it's important for people to understand that whatever religious tradition they're coming from, that they have to be willing to relinquish some of that if they're going to grow spiritually, because the religions of the world are one of the reasons why we have these religious wars that are going on the planet right now. Anybody involved in fundamentalism is going to be, you know, really, you know, it's not a path of enlightenment, let me just put it that way. And so while I'm not putting down any particular religion, I'm saying in general, they all seem to have these very restricted, fear-based doctrines. And, you know, any tradition is fine as long as you're tolerant of other traditions and you're willing and open to understand that many of the masters are coming through. I think God would have it that have us understand that all the ascended masters are working for our enlightenment, and there's no one particular religion or no one particular ascended master that's going to give that is going to be the be-all, end-all, that all of them work in harmony. And on the inner planes, I know the Buddha works with Jesus, and I know that various other ascended masters, BK and many of the others, you know, work with one another. I know in my work with Princess Diana, she works with Jesus, and he's one of her guides. So, you know, they all work together, regardless of religion, so we need to get past religion and get to a new spiritual understanding, which is part of what my show is all about. But I'm glad you bring this up, because it's a very good point.
Well, and it's that they are a team of ascended masters that go beyond any man-made boundaries of religion.
That's right.
They are
That's
operating
right.
to help us achieve the way to God. And I think often in religion, we get so busy in the day-to-day comparison instead of realizing it's a collaborative effort.
I think we may have a phone call.
Yeah, hi, Marcia and Vicki.
This is
Hello.
Nancy Sue.
Hello. Who do we have on the call here?
This
Name?
Is Nancy Sue.
Oh, Nancy Sue. How are you, dear? Glad you called in.
Me too. How are you guys?
Oh, perfect. How are you doing today, Nancy?
It's an okay day.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So I assume you're wanting to ask a healing from Vicki.
Yeah. See what...
Okay, wonderful.
I would be happy to do that. Let me explain a little bit about it so people will understand. This healing, what I call heart-to-heart healing, which is the synthesis of the Reiki, the reconnective healing, energetic vibrational frequency healing, and all of the different tools, really is about raising your vibration to the level that is healthy. Because most of the time, our bodies, they're devices of frequency, that our organs have a frequency and our minds have a frequency and our hearts have a frequency. And when we get out of balance, and that is, in my studies, it's been when an emotional issue affects our life and we push it down inside us, then what eventually happens is that it affects our mind, it affects our spirit, and it affects our body. And so the healing that I do goes to every level, mental, emotional, physical, and spiritual. I don't have to know what your issue is. All I do is, through intention, know that the highest and purest form of love sets your frequency at what it should be. Now, you as the client have to be open to that change, because I can't interfere with either your life purpose, why you're here, or your intention and your free will. So if we're in agreement, then the best thing that could happen for your good gets accomplished. And I was very quick to understand from the masters that I don't get to choose the order that somebody gets healed. If they have a physical issue that's really an emotional root, I may not know that. So I have to rely on God to heal in the order God sees instead of the order that I as the practitioner or even the client wants to heal. So what I love about this is that I think all of us have this gift of healing, and it manifests in different ways, and different people need different tools. But for me, it is just a matter of connecting with Nancy. I think we're connected anyway, so I'm accessing her on this network that we don't see, but we sometimes acknowledge that it's there. And she's getting exactly what she needs in this moment, even though we're miles apart. There is no difference in the healing because of the connectedness, whether we're in the same room or we are somewhere else. Now, Nancy, I would ask you, are you feeling any sensations at this time?
Not at the moment.
Okay. Be open to whatever is coming to you.
Okay.
Because it's happening even if you can't feel it. But often people say, well, I feel, and I think it's unique to every individual, but some examples would be some people feel a cold wave or a breeze. Some people feel a warmth. Some people feel a tingling in certain areas of their bodies. Other people have reported repeatedly that they feel a ticking. And I find that fascinating because it's just, it's everybody's sensation of what they feel is happening.
Well, I am feeling a tingling.
Okay. And then one of the other things that I've noticed is that once the healing happens, often people are not aware of what happens, and they'll come back a couple of weeks later, and it's almost like they dropped something and forgot to pick it up because they didn't even know they dropped it, but they just notice it's missing from their lives. And that is a really powerful expression of what this work does.
Wow.
Now, what I also know is that it will continue. Through your intention, it will continue until it comes to a conclusion. But often what happens with me is that, you know, if I'm setting up an appointment with somebody, I will actually work on them the full time that we schedule the appointment, whether it's a half an hour or an hour. And but often if it's just, you know, often people will call me and say, you know, I'm not feeling really good. Will you work on me? Well, in those cases, I usually work until I feel like it's completed, and that's an internal signal for me. But I know that whatever is needed for that person, it can happen in an instant, a healing. It can happen in 5 minutes. It can happen in 45 minutes, because when I work on people, it's actually outside of this dimension that we call time. So it doesn't matter what time, really. The healing happens outside of time and space, and it's in other dimensions, higher dimensions of healing.
How are you feeling, Nancy?
Well, I'm really, really cold right now. I feel like I'm my feet are freezing from the feet up, and I feel a sense of calmness going through me that hasn't been there in a long time.
Oh, good.
It's important for you to stay in that place until your guides and angels that are working in concert with you to fully, you know, incorporate that into your body and let all that other stuff go. I've been told by the masters that those cold feet are a release. So again, at some level, you're releasing things out of your life that no longer serve you. The vibrational level is changing for you in that capacity. And if you think about it, if this healing is happening outside of time and space, it's outside of atmosphere. So when I feel that people are, often when the ascended masters are in the room, there is a cold chill in the room because they're outside of our atmospheric conditions.
Uh-huh.
So for me, I kind of get excited when there's a cold chill in the room. I think, oh, I'm being visited by them. So I'll just leave you to have your own conclusions about what that means for you, but that's what I always, that's one of the indicators that I think they're alive and well. One lady I will share with you during one of the seminars, she was very left-brained. She was a doctorate in She had a doctorate in statistics. Now, that's pretty number crunching. So she said, I don't know why I came to this healing seminar because I don't do that, but I felt compelled to. And so during the seminar, she actually had a spiritual experience, and I could tell by her reaction that something really had happened to her. So I went and took her aside, and I said, can you tell me about your experience? And she said, no. I said, I'd really like to know what happened. And she said, well, first of all, she said, I looked at you, and I wasn't participating. I was just, through intention, I was a part of the healing, but I was demonstrating for other people, and at that moment, I was watching the other people as they were learning. And she said, I watched. She said, all of the healers had these golden cords that were going from them back up into the heavens. And she said, but standing next to you was Jesus, and then all of these, the great brotherhood of light, were all standing behind you. And so when we think this is our hands doing the work, I know better. It's the ascended masters that are helping us raise our vibrations out of the fear and healing and getting into the level where we can really be the light workers and bring that light into our bodies and our minds and our souls, because that's really what we're here to do.
Oh, my goodness. What a gift.
Isn't she marvelous? I don't know if you can feel it, but she worked on me once 3 years ago when we met, and I had a serious throat infection, and I had been starting some antibiotics, and she worked on me, and the energy started in my solar plexus, went all the way up, and within an hour, I was totally healed. I mean, I've never experienced anything like that in other healers, nothing quite like Vicki's work, and there's just something very unique that she connects with.
Oh, definitely.
I'm going to tell you that it's the heart. I think that we have really not understood that the power of love is the power of God. And that gives us the power to create. It gives us the power to paint beautiful portraits like you do, Marcia. It gives us the power to tap into the things that are really powerfully creative in our lives. And that represents the mother God, the mother part of God that has been kind of ignored for about 2,000 years or more.
Sometimes
when we allow ourselves to be whole, and that is to embrace both Father God with all of our mind and faculties and our heart with all of our creative and healing and loving, then we become whole and balanced and able to channel more of that love out through our hearts to other people. Now, what I'd like to do is that Nancy will continue her healing, but what I'd like to do is now I'm going to send an intention to everyone who's listening. There are no restrictions and no limitations to this work. So even though Nancy started this process, I'm going to expand this so that everybody that's listening or a part of this will also feel a healing, and that includes you and me. Because every time
I need
provide
one
healing,
every time I work on me.
Well, here you go. Well, every time I provide healing for others, I get the blessing back.
Hmm.
So it's a joy to be able to, and it's literal. It's a very literal translation of when Jesus asked, when you feed somebody else, or when you visit the prisoners, or you, give shelter to the homeless, that you do these for me also. So when I do this healing for others, I do it for me too.
Oh, wow. You know, my pain's about 50% gone.
That's really cool. And I don't take credit for this. I'm just a facilitator of this healing work. I participate in it. I'm a part of the equation. The client is a part of the equation. And God is the part of the equation, too. And the three of them together bring a trinity that allows that love and vibration to recreate us back to our wholeness.
And so your theory is that a lot of this is caused, A, by emotions that are repressed, and, B, if we raise our vibrations to the levels of the higher masters, that the masters can then be allowed to come in and simultaneously raise our vibration, and that's what creates the healing, if I understood you correctly.
Absolutely. And I'm not saying that I have all the answers to that. I just think that that is what I have, because I'm going to tell you that there's a scientist in me, too. I am very left-brained when it comes to wondering, how does this work? And so I was almost anal, if you'll forgive the term, about writing down every experience that people had healing with me. Real simple feedback. It was, what was your experience? Did you see anything, hear anything, taste anything, touch anything, or smell anything? And is there anything else you can remember? Those are my standard questions that I ask everybody. And the answers were all unique to the people, except that after you did hundreds or even thousands of these sessions, there were common factors, but no experience was the same. So some people felt calm. Some people felt, and the important thing was, a lot of people would say, well, that was no experience whatsoever. except that when you ask them, is that a normal thing for you, they would say, oh, no, I'm never calm. So for them, that was a great blessing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. For others,
I want to ask you, too, Vicki. I get the impression, and this is just an impression that I've been given psychically about you, that there's something about your energy that can go anywhere. So it's like there's almost bilocating going on with you, that you're on that level.
I do have that gift. I think it's interesting. A lot of people call me and say, oh, I saw you last night in my dream. And I'm always kind of oblivious because I go to sleep and I often feel like I've journeyed. But when I wake up, I have no recollection of what happened during my sleep. Now, what I think happens is that I leave my body, and I think a lot of people have that impression that they often leave their bodies at night and journey other places. And I know we haven't talked about it, but I think that one of the major steps for me away from tradition and into new ideas is that I have had past lives. And so part of my journey into investigating those past lives showed that I've done a lot of things. One of them I thought was interesting. I was a map maker for Christopher Columbus. And
So
as a map maker today, I am an excellent navigator. I go to cities throughout the United States, get a map, and drive. And that really intimidates a lot of people, but for me it seems like second nature.
Mm-hmm.
And I never realized why until I got this reading that said, oh, you were the map maker for Christopher Columbus. And so I have been an Egyptian healer, and I have been, a farmer out in Kansas that had her husband died on her at a young age, and she just had a really hard struggle life. And so a lot of the fabric from those lifetimes feed back into what I do today. So I'm sure that, and I think there are a lot of us. Now, I will share one thing with you that I found was very interesting. I had a tape from a past life regression, and when I was getting prepared to move and sell my house, I came across it. And so I put it in the recorder, and I listened to it. And I'm going to paraphrase what I found on there, but it was two experiences that I had no recollection of ever hearing before. They were obviously on the tape, but I never remember hearing them at the time of the regression. I thought maybe I'd cut the tape off before they were there. But the facilitator would ask me to. She asked me, "Are you a member of any soul group?" And I said, "Yes, too." And of course, I'm hearing this on the tape, going, "I don't remember any of this." And she said, "Well, tell me about them." And I said, "Well, the first one." She said, "I'm on the orange and purple planet." And she said, "Are you there with others?" And I said, "Yes." And she said, "Well, I responded in really one sentence or one word responses. But the gist of it was that I was on the orange and purple planet. I was formless, meaning I was spirit. And my job with these other people was to look down into the changes that Earth was going through. And we selected those changes." And she asked me, "Are you here in this existence as Vicki with these other people that were, or these other spirits that were with you in that form?" And I said, "Yes." She said, "Are some in your family?" I said, "Some are in my family and some are in other areas." She said, "Well, tell me about the second soul group." And I said, "I'm from the planet Pleiades." Now I'm going to tell you,
I knew it.
Pleiades.
I was picking up Pleiades from you the whole time, and
well,
I was thinking, why do I feel that you are from some other place and you're so advanced? The Pleiadians are always so advanced.
Well, that's one of the reasons, I guess. And so I had never heard of the planet Pleiades as Vicki, and so that was just really kind of fascinating to me. And she said, "Well, tell me what you do there." And I said, "Well, it's kind of a hospital." And she said, "Well, if it's a hospital and this is the year 2000, are you here to show us healing in the future?" And I said, "It's timeless." She said, "Well, are you a student there?" And I said, "No, I'm the teacher." And what amazed me was my tone of voice as this being that was from Pleiades teaching people about timeless healing. And I said to her, I said, this is beyond anything that we understand today. And so that full accounting of that conversation is in the new book.
I can't wait to bring you back on the show.
Well, very good. I really love talking about this because I think we are at such an important time in our history.
Aren't we, though?
We are here to make some major changes, and we have the help of our ascended masters. We have the help of light workers. And when we realize that we're not competitive but collaborative in all of the things that we do, then we are going to make some major changes and create peace within each individual. That, you know, we kind of think peace has to be at large, but really we have to create peace in the hearts of each individual, and that is going to go out to the world. And it has to happen simultaneously. So that's why you're...
That is one way of creating peace, but probably the most important is dealing with it one by each, and each person coming to a greater feeling of peace, love, and acceptance. And I think we are moving into that. I'm seeing progress, but, you know, the powers that be are really holding on to their power structure, and there is a bit of a conflict, I think, going on between the mass consciousness, say, in America, that has really, in all essence and forms, that we really want. We want to pull out of Iraq. We really want peace at this point. And then those people in power, the administration, that is still holding on to what they want. And there's going to be more and more, I think, of this until all of this old order just basically falls away. But I'm working for it in my own way with my messages from Diana and my peace work. You know, we all have to do our part from spirit.
Every morsel of the, I look at it as a puzzle. Every single person has their own piece to the puzzle. Yours right now is dealing with the ascended masters and the education of the people in your area and your work at finding peace in the Middle East, and you're being a channel for the masters to come through and have really amazing messages to share with the world. And working with the politicians, because we have forgotten, one of the things that I learned through this journey is that the power of the heart is truly more powerful than the mind. But we have put the mind as the most important in our country. People who are smartest, people who are certified and accomplished in their ways, but the real power of people comes from the people who are able to love themselves and others. And so what happens is we have given away a lot of our power. We give our power to the politicians to lead and guide us and forget that we, the people, are the power of America, not the president.
Well, the people are really trying, I think, to restore their own political power, and a lot of it is coming about through the mass awakening called ascension throughout the planet. But at the same time, there's definitely a struggle going on. And at some point, I do believe we will achieve peace in the Middle East, and we will achieve greater peace and understanding among all people. But as you know, it just comes right down to basic understanding and willingness to love and accept people of differences. And culturally, that is where we're at. America struggles with that. We're a melting pot, yet we have certain cultures that we have automatic bias against. So, you know, until we get beyond those kinds of boundaries, which we will, you know, that's one of the major stumbling blocks, I believe. But I do think that you're doing some amazing work, Vicki, and your thoughts and opinions on your work and how we can also heal humanity are very important. And you know, we could just continue right on, and we're almost at the end of our hour already. But before we conclude, I wanted you to give me your recent thoughts on the Divine Feminine, because this is something that I've been working on, and I want to mention to our listening audience that I have a, a CD out called The Holy Grail Mysteries, which is all about the divine feminine with eight or so authors on the CD, discussing various aspects of missing pieces of the Grail, Mary Magdalene, and then, of course, I bring in my channeling from Mary Magdalene and Mother Mary on these various interviews with people. So I'm curious what your thoughts were and what your revelations were since we've last talked on the Divine Feminine and where you're going. I see you mentioned here Isis and Shekinah.
Well, one of the chapters in the new book has to do with the feminine face of God. You know, we have done a really good job of making the goddess or mother god, however you want to put that, as unimportant. And yet, what I wrote an article recently, and the example I used is we're all on this bus, and we put Mother God at the back of the bus, and she knows where we're going. But the bus driver thinks he knows the way, and everybody along the way thinks they know the way. But yet Mother God is that creative part of us, the love, the power, the gift that she can have us, you know, value within ourselves. Instead, we've allotted the thinking side more important than the love, and yet until we realize that not only is she important, but we can't get to where we're going without her, she's been very lovingly silent for a long time unless you talk with her through her heart. So what I've done in this book is get to just who is Mother God. You know, you can't have a mother and a father. I mean, you can't have a son and a father without a Mother God. But we give her a different name. We call her Holy Spirit. We call her Shekinah Glory, which is interesting. But one of her other names is Sophia, which means wisdom.
And wisdom.
So,
Holy Wisdom. Exactly.
Holy Wisdom is another one of her names. She's also Isis, the epitome of Isis. She's the queen of heaven and the queen of the dead, the queen of the immortal. She's the earth mother. She's Aphrodite. She's virgin mother. She's Mary Magdalene. She's all, when we act in loving ways to other, it's Mother God coming through our hearts and extending that love to others.
Well, that is a wonderful way to summarize it. And do you have a website right now that others can visit? Because I didn't get that on the show page, but I will post it.
I'm working on that.
Okay, so it's still under construction then.
It is under construction, and as soon as I confirm that, I have been so focused on getting the book out. I know that the website is really important, but I have been so focused on completing this. It's been a labor of love, and it's been two years.
Oh, believe me. I've got another book waiting to be born with John Lennon, and I haven't even gotten to the editing yet. I know how much work it is there, and I can't wait to read it and bring you back. In the meantime, I'm going to refer our listeners to your email and your phone number again. I'd like to give that out, if I may.
That would be great, and I welcome people to call me and ask questions or clarify things.
Reach Vicki through email at vhi4444@aol.com. And by the way, the 444 is an expression of the angel. And then you can call her and to set up a time to have a healing session at 972-841-3099. And I want to also remind our listeners to visit my website at dianaspeakstotheworld.com. And you can also sign up for readings and order a copy of the book that I have with Princess Diana. And you can also email me any questions you may have concerning perhaps a reading or perhaps any other questions about the show at dianaspeaks@hotmail.com. And we thank you for listening to The Peaceful Planet today. We're going to be closing out now. And we hope you will join us next week because we're going to have a very special guest again next week. We also want to mention Vicki's book, Heart to Heart Connections, Miracles All Around Us. And if you visit Amazon and you can find it there, we encourage you to order a copy of the book. Vicki, it's been a real pleasure to have you on The Peaceful Planet.
I thank you, Marcia, for inviting me to participate. I love sharing the information that's been gifted to me.
Well, you were wonderful, and thank you for the healing you did for Nancy Sue and for me. And so we're going to close out now with The Long Road to Nepal by Bob Murray. And we hope you have a great day.
Thank you, ladies.